A public pop-up exhibition of vintage political cartoons from Civil War appeared on a wall along Chestnut Street a few weeks ago. Almost immediately, they were taken down under suspicion of being a hate crime. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
There are two buildings being built right now on Chestnut Street, side by side, and construction crews built a plywood barrier along the sidewalk. Todd Kimmel thought that would be the perfect place to wheat paste about 36 posters. Kimmel finds obscure historic imagery and prints them as full-size posters. He's collected a bunch of political cartoons that were printed on mailing envelopes in the 1860s. Most of them from the perspective of the Northern Union, critical of the Confederate South.
They're individual images, often Rye and Wiseacre and that sort of thing, giving much of the raspberry from the North to the South. The South participated a little bit in this short-lived fad, but immediately the South was pinched for everything. So nobody was going out and buying funny envelopes to thumb their nose at somebody through the mail.
What happened next was a series of misunderstandings that led those posters to be scraped off the wall. Kimmel believed he had permission to use the wall, but as it turns out, that person did not have authority to grant permission. And while a person living in the 1860s might have recognized these cartoons as anti-Confederate and anti-slavery, a person living in 2021 could have a different interpretation of images of barefoot black people running across a field, or a black wet nurse. Job Itzkowitz, the director of the Old City District, was alerted to this sudden and unannounced pop-up as possible hate crime vandalism.
Some of the images depicted a woman, presumably a slave, serving as a wet nurse for a white child. I mean, that's a potent image. Without further context, it's really hard to understand what someone was trying to say there in 2021.
Itzkowitz was also concerned about the timing of this pop-up, which appeared on the same day as the guilty conviction of Derek Chauvin. Itzkowitz brought the posters to the attention of the landowner, who asked that they be removed immediately. Kimmel intends to find a new spot to post his exhibition next time, to be accompanied by text that clearly explains what they are. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.